Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Fisher. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stone moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Shea and he is out, Sherin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Walker reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards short. Rogel catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Shea reaches second base with a double. Sharon moves to third. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sharon scores. Shea moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Levy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sharon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gullick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Fox. Gullick reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gehringer. Gullick scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Campbell strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Burns reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Eldon Auker now pitching. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gullick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hadley bunts for an out with unknown description. Shea moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.